Hey, P1s, introducing Live Your Free from TXU Energy, the first and only energy plan of its kind that automatically adapts each month to give you free energy when you use it the most. It's 100% personalized to you, so you're always getting your biggest savings. Learn more at TXU.com.
Once again, The Hang Zone presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Ugh, this is gonna suck.
And now, here are your hosts, Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
That's good stuff.
Hey, thanks, Troy. 257. Well, that almost would have been David Mino.
Thank you, Jake. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you my favorite weird uncle. It's Dano.
I forgot to mention that.
And here, joining us now, from not here, they're over there.
They're always over there.
The Hardline, which means Bob.
Bobby.
Corby.
Corby
and
Davidson.
Danny Bayless.
And Danny Bayless.
Ah, la, 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 la.
Which one do you think got here in time?
Man, everybody's sick.
Take
you
a
don't
guess.
Drive together?
No, I think one was sitting in studio with you guys until... Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. He's walking hurriedly. Yes, do I sound a little stopped up again?
Yeah, and I sat 3 inches away from Donovan last night for 2 hours, and he's dealing with it. And then I woke up today and was like, oh, great.
You know, the thing about the COVID.
Donovan did test negative, though.
So did I.
Yeah.
But you can still get the other six, right?
Don't touch your friend.
Don't touch your friend.
Gonorrhea.
Corby's here now.
Don't touch your friend.
You can still get that.
Look at this, Corby.
Buffet setup.
So we are at the Revolver Tap Room, Dan, and I know you didn't ask that, but inside Texas Live.
I've been there.
But check this out. We're in a closed event for a Christmas party.
Well, let's get this party started.
That I don't know that they knew.
They're aware that we're in here?
I'm finding out as we go here.
Like they're going to want to put on ABBA or something.
Not
and
positive.
Like, yeah, there's a radio show of dorks going on over there talking about the Cowboys.
But you're going to love this. They're going to talk about the Cowboy game the entire day.
Yeah.
Dude, I got wife Christmas party tomorrow night. That's always a wild ride.
One thing is for sure, Bob.
Yeah?
We are dragging something out of here.
You okay, buddy?
Well, I just realized how exciting it's going to be.
Boy, the cookie bar looks...
Leave it alone.
Not for you.
I'm going to just destroy that thing.
So you're excited about the cookie bar?
Yeah.
And well, I'm just going to be honest.
I'm excited about the ass.
For all of my bold claims about me versus carbs, I swear this time of year there's just no defense.
Bob, you're a cookie man like me, I say.
You know what they say.
I am a cookie man at heart.
I've seen Bob knock back 4 cookies in one setting like it was nothing.
You know what they say, though?
No, I don't.
What do they say,
but I look forward to hearing it.
About the sweet stuff.
Go on.
Uh-oh.
A moment on the lips. A lifetime on the hips.
Do they ever?
You know what, though?
Boy, that's true, right?
I didn't want to get to springtime with no weight to lose. But, you know? How boring would that be?
That's lame.
So today is Friday,
kind of a poopa, really.
December 3rd, the 337th day of the year. 28 days remain in 2021. On this day in 1950, the Browns became the last team in the NFL with a game with no passes.
Oh, wow.
They beat Philadelphia 13-7.
That was during the Marty Schottenheimer era, right?
Do you remember this from last year?
No.
Because I followed up on it. What happened was the Browns just had joined the NFL. And they had been dominating.
Oh, yeah, I remember this story now.
Previously. And Philadelphia, I think, may have been the defending champion. Or they were one of the better teams in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. They're one of the better teams in the NFL.
Oh. Farted.
They destroyed Philadelphia the first game they played. And they threw 4 touchdown passes, and Philadelphia mocked them as, oh, they just throw it around, this weird offense. This is fake. This isn't real football. So Paul Brown decided, okay, we'll play you. Next time we play you, we won't throw one pass and we'll still win. And they did.
That's pretty cool.
That's badass story.
I respect it.
I have pulled it.
That's some football coach right there.
I love how proud you get when there's like a lightly fun Brown story from 100 years ago.
On this day in 1979, 11 people killed in a crush of fans at Cincinnati's Riverfront Coliseum, where the British rock group The Who was performing.
Yeah.
But you know what they said?
What's that, Dan?
They were only Who fans.
Come on.
Oh, boy.
It wasn't like it was Stones fans, right? And on this day in
19... I don't like how that story is couched,
well,
by the way.
We've gotten crowd control just perfect now. So
yeah. We have a crowd issue, but you quickly label it as British rock band to sort of put the issue back on them.
Yeah,
you know,
the story, bro.
I was at my parents' friend's house. You know how that goes when you go to your parents' friend's house for an evening, and you're like, okay.
Looking for their dad's
here.
Playboy.
Get some board games going.
I didn't find
You guys got any daughters?
You never thought you'd write a letter like this?
Where's the liquor cabinet?
I was 10.
It's got to be here somewhere.
Right? I was 10. And they had a Time magazine. And on the cover of it was, it said something like Terror in Cincinnati or something like that. And I was like, well, that sounds interesting.
Oh, Ken Anderson, okay.
As my parents are drinking highballs with their friends. And I read that was the Who thing. And it scared me to death going to a concert. So I swore I'd never go.
Cool story, Corby.
So then you went to every concert ever put on after that.
Right.
And on this day in 1984, it was the oldest man to ever marry. Harry Stevens was 103.
Big Harry Stevens.
He married Thelma Lucas. She was 84.
Where Harry Cox.
Nice, bro.
Big Harry Cox.
Yeah, 20 years younger. Way to go, bro.
How long did that last? A week? You get tired of it?
So how old was he at the nursery? He was 20.
Nursery?
And he went to the nursery and picked out his wife, and he said, in 80 years, I will marry this one. Lot of P1 birthdays. We'll start off with...
Hey,
Kerry
Jake.
Mounts.
Oh, what a day.
What's up, Bob?
I just wanted to congratulate you on your triple play win last night. Way
hey,
to go,
you
man.
Too, bud. You too.
It would have looked really bad if I would have done that.
Kerry Mounts.
I was gonna do it.
Why would it have looked bad?
Kerry Mounts is the father-in-law.
I knew where Jake was going to.
Of my good friend P1 Dominic Robinson. Dominic Robinson is the father of Deuce Robinson, who's a very highly rated recruit.
The great.
And
where he's going to drop.
Kerry might be the reason I'm good friends with Dabo.
Nice. And Cooper and Arch.
Right, he's the father-in-law of Dominic Robinson, so he's his wife's father.
That's awesome.
His leaders are Dan, 45, and the fam. He wants a joke-off. So if Kerry Mounts wants a joke-off, we can at least give you half of one, Kerry, because I know Line 4 guy is here. Line 4 guy, what do you got?
A woman puts an ad in the paper looking for a man who wouldn't run away at the sight of commitment, who wouldn't hit her, and could fulfill her sex life. 2 weeks go by and nothing comes through. Finally, one day, the doorbell rings. She opens the door and sees a no-armed, no-legged man. She looks at him and says, "How do you expect to fulfill my wishes?" He explains, "I have no arms to hit you with and no legs to run away." And then she says, "What about the sex life?" He looks at her and says, "I rang the doorbell, didn't I?"
So, Kerry, we were able to give you half of a joke off because Line 4 guy was here. I haven't seen Dutch.
I heard he's not working Fridays any longer.
We apologize.
So, I haven't seen Dutch.
Dutch is here.
Whoa, hey, Dutch.
Dutch.
Hey. Bad acting.
Y'all know how to blind a woman?
How to blind a woman?
What is the quick one?
Put a windshield in front of her.
Hell yeah.
Because they really don't drive very well.
Stuff. Driving.
Women.
Car what? Stuff.
I'm going to buy a Deuce Robinson jersey the day it's available.
Also,
like a home or road one?
Depends on what team he's playing for.
Day that drops, you're on it.
We also have
the NFL, right?
I would think so, yeah.
We also have one of our top P1s. His name is Taylor. You know him as at Ragonk Force.
Oh, my dude.
Wow.
He is 33.
Mr. Allgood.
He's a legend.
His leaders are Jake's J-Off Batman Cup.
All right. It was Catwoman.
Jake's Sonny Bono impression.
Catwoman was hot, bro.
And Ribs. He would like to hear Doyle King's Taint on Tate. Taint, of course. This is from his woman, his wife, his girlfriend. Are they married?
Beyonce, I think.
Why buy the cow, bro?
Bear. She refers to herself as Bear.
Bear.
I don't think it's
Traffic
B-A-R-E.
Traffic is brought to you by the new CBS show Taint on Taint. This fall, Ted Danson plays Dr. Aeneas Taint, a part-time reporter, part-time proctologist, searching for love in a post-apocalyptic Detroit. It's Taint on Taint Fridays on CBS. With the North Texas Tollway Authority's ticket, stick it up your tailpipe traffic. I'm Doyle King.
Masterpiece.
An
at what point do you stop reading and go, no?
Well,
just don't.
I think you could have kept going.
See, it was believable enough, and that's the trick.
Yeah.
Boy, there's a lot of people behind you guys who have no clue you're there.
Yeah.
That's possibly going to be an issue for you.
This is Star's post-game show happening right here.
We have Davin Jeremiah Palmquist. He is a famous local comedian of Hyenas Open Mic Night, where he has been known to share his impersonation of Jerry Jones.
A noted local comedian?
And explore topics like, why does George Dunham have midget head on a full-grown man body?
Jeez.
This is from Matthew Myers. Mm. My wife, Lady Sachs. This is from Eugene Cantera. Her leaders are the voices of Dan and Jake with a smidge of Bob.
Hey, now.
Let's see. My 13-year-old son, Reese Deckard. Would like to hear a Norm color drop from Dennis Deckard.
Pink?
Well, green? Thanks, girls.
Today is my 31st birthday. Leader are Corby, his kids, Gordo, and the moron dog.
How about that?
I love Gordo.
That's from Adam Gordo. Wood. My hub's what? Austin Goss. It's his Dirk Day. He's 41. From his amazing miniature wife, Amy G.
Miniature?
His leader is Danny Bayless.
What's up, Austin?
Miniature.
She's tiny.
Really? Spinner?
What's the appeal of that?
What do you mean?
Are you kidding?
It's gross.
Are you kidding?
So
I want to be crushed.
Dan, thank you for your Marconi-level broadcasting, your long COVID inspiration to all.
Stupidest thing ever.
It is my 44th birthday and the 500-day countdown to the return of the XFL.
He wants Lizzo.
You are damn right I do.
You're nasty.
You want a little bit of smothering?
Correct.
My leaders are Jake, even though he caused 9/11, and the Disney World Gator, even though he ate that kid, from Jay Cranfill.
Happy birthday to Jay. Now, to be fair, I didn't cause 9/11. I was simply told that people like me are the reason 9/11 happened. That's different.
But is it?
Chencho here, wishing my friend Hasten happy 25th birthday.
Chencho.
He has to legally change his name to Luca Frijoles for finishing in last place in fantasy last year.
Luca Beans.
Leaders are Dan, Jake, and not Corby.
Get that cone out of my face!
Oh, man.
Chencho.
And Sunday, we have my twin friends, Ben and Joe Hartman. They're 26. Let's see. That's from John Campagna. Campagna. I don't know.
Campagna.
Other birthdays today start with Julius Honka, 26.
You just wait. He's going to change this thing.
He's still young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Art Briles is 66.
C.A.B.
Where's Honks playing, though, now?
C.A.B.
You tell us, bro.
I think he signed back in Finland. I don't know.
You think there's still, Jake, some Baylor weirdos that...
Get Bruce on the phone.
...have C.A.B. shirts and swear that...
He's in Sweden.
You think Bruce Levine knew that?
Yeah, and they're little,
like, knows that?
Little wristbands.
Off top of his head?
Little bracelets.
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Speaking of honks, can we shout out our friend Mike Heike?
What for?
Mike has fallen into some ill health.
Oh, no.
I know for a fact that you have always hoped that that would never happen to Mike.
Who does he hope it will happen to?
Well, let's not get into that.
I didn't say never. Well,
I thought you...
Is he okay? So what's going on? He just needs our love, our good vibes.
Okay, so here's his description. I don't know what this means, but it doesn't sound good. But
okay, let's talk it out.
He had a stroke in the occipital lobe?
Oh, the...
Occipital.
Okay, what's that? That sounds like eyes.
That's a good lobe.
That's an orbital lobe.
What?
Okay, so he says the only real impact he has right now is it's difficult to read, which, you know, of all the superpowers.
Well, he's more of a writer, not a reader.
God, that'd be great if I couldn't read
anymore. I hope he can write.
But we love Mike.
Yeah.
And go to the movies. I don't go to the movies to read.
Right.
I'm anti-stroke as well.
Rick Bonus pretty much made the postgame last night about Mike, and you know what? That's appropriate.
How can we eradicate strokes?
I'm anti brain stroke.
Well, they're a pretty good band, but you know, just in general.
Okay,
Bob is joking about your situation, Mike, and I would never do that.
Rock humor.
I like it.
I think Mike is the one who sent me Springtime in Hitler, or Springtime in Germany. What is it called? Springtime for Hitler
Springtime
in Germany.
For Hitler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Springtime.
You're pinning that on Heike?
I believe he sent that to me years ago.
Well, he's a good dude, and we need him to be great. Whatever reading he wants to do in the future needs to happen.
I love Corby saying, boy, it'd be great if I couldn't read, like you'd fall off your prolific pace of just of being a ravenous devouring.
I'm so tired with all this reading I'm doing.
Well, you know, it's like, you know what, you should really read this.
I was in the middle of Tolstoy's catalog, and then I had to stop.
I fell ill.
No, but you know how many times people come up like, man, you ought to check this out, read this book, read this article.
Let me stop you right there. I had a stroke.
I can't read out the stroke.
In the winter months, I had consumption, and I had to stop.
Can you put it on the TV? I'll watch it. Gladly.
All right. We're running out of time, so let me get to the deads.
Corby the novel smasher.
Right.
The Strokes will be playing right here in a couple months.
We also have Katarina Vitt.
Oh, yeah,
she's
right.
So hot. Yeah. 56.
We should go.
All right, so let me just do the deads for you. Born on this day, now dead. Andy Williams and?
Frank Stallone.
Terry Schiavo.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Do it. Do it live for the Christmas
party. Oh, Terry Schiavo, you're
no
barely
longer
alive, oh.
Do it from the rooftop.
Now we have Dead on This Day, Still Dead.
Have you worked out all the lyrics to that song?
It won my song.
Get Back.
It was
yeah.
Dead on This Day, right. Still Dead.
Just work in Tucson, Arizona.
Terry
somehow.
Terry Schiavo was not barely alive, oh. She wanted to.
All right. Go.
Dead on This Day, Still Dead, we have Scott Weiland.
Wow.
Oh, that's a hard line zone.
Get everybody up here.
Who could have seen it coming, you know?
Right. Heroin.
Was that autoerotic?
No.
Asphyxiation?
It's
no?
Drugs.
Drug? Quit blaming drugs for everything, man.
Well, I mean, he like had a needle in his arm.
Five.
Oh.
Four.
He's diabetic.
Three.
Don't blame
two,
circumstantial evidence.
And you're done.
A shout out to the Christmas party.
Shut it down. Let's go home.
Bitches leave.
Okay.
Bye, Mino.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.